This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. 11 o'clock, Andy Ross, NFL agent. 11:30, Chris Russell on the Redskins and the Bucks last night. Make sure you're listening to 106.7 The Fan. The NFL Players Association, this via ESPN.com, has filed a request for a temporary restraining order in the Eastern District of Texas, calling for the courts to block any suspension of Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, upheld by NFL arbitrator Harold Henderson in the ongoing appeals case. This is according to a court filing obtained by ESPN. The NFLPA's filing calls for the court to vacate any suspension of Elliott, accusing the league's appeals process of being, quote, fundamentally unfair, and citing new facts revealed during this week's hearing that wrapped up Thursday. Elliott is suspended for 6 games, as you know, for violating the league's personal conduct policy. What was the new findings, you asked? Well, supposedly the only league investigator who spoke to the ex-girlfriend of Ezekiel Elliott, who's made all these allegations, said to Roger Goodell and the league that she didn't think that they should suspend Ezekiel Elliott based on the conversation that she had had with his ex-girlfriend.
Further, she put it in a memo. And the reason you do something like that is you get the sense that things are going on around you, and it may not be the way that you recommend it, so you write it down for the record in case something like this comes up. That's number one. Number two, she was then excluded from any further discussion. So she does the investigation with Tiffany Thompson. I suppose, just based reading the tea leaves here, finds her not credible, ultimately recommends that no punishment be handed down. The league says that's nice, and then she's not privy to any other discussion.
So let me give you the specifics here. Again, this is via ESPN.com. According to the filing, Kia Wright Roberts is the name of the woman who is the NFL's director of investigations. She testified Tuesday of this week that she was the only NFL employee who interviewed the running back's accuser, Tiffany Thompson. No one else has talked to Tiffany Thompson, according to Kia Wright Roberts. She's it. And during that investigation, when she sat down with Tiffany Thompson, she said that she would not recommend discipline for Elliott based on what she was able to find in that conversation. Roberts, according to ESPN.com, told Lisa Friel, who investigates domestic violence cases for the NFL, of her views, but was never allowed to convey them to Roger Goodell himself or, quote, the independent advisors. So whoever it is that she talks to, including Lisa Friel, who investigates the domestic violence cases. See, this is where the league screws up so badly.
Yes.
Why isn't Tiffany Thompson's conversation with Kia Wright Roberts something that Roger Goodell, who's handing out the suspension, privy to? Why isn't Kia Wright Roberts talking directly to Roger Goodell? Why is she talking to Lisa Friel of the domestic violence cases branch, and then that person's talking to Goodell? This is so screwed up. So even if you believe that Ezekiel Elliott did something, and I've been on the record as saying, I'm going to assume that something happened. That is my assumption based on everything that we know. I have no idea, but I assume something happened. The league always handles these cases so terribly that it almost doesn't matter because they end up looking bad no matter what they do, because they can't get their act together in levying these suspensions.
So the NFL spokesman Joe Lockhart said, of course Roger Goodell knows all the information. It's unequivocally, absolutely false that Goodell was not aware of Roberts' findings. And that's how it goes from there. But again, Roberts is then excluded from all the discussions after she submits her findings. This is a couple things that come to mind. Number one, you're right. The NFL is grossly incompetent. They're not an investigative body. This is not law enforcement. You always have to remember this. This is a group of 32 owners that have a league, and they play football games. They are not equipped to handle this stuff, and they prove it time and time and time again. You also wonder, by the way, that only one person speaks to the victim, Tiffany Thompson. And the league now has decided, just again, me reading the tea leaves, that because they got cooperation from a victim, they're going to now steam ahead this process and make sure that they bring justice in their minds. Because in the past, when they've had no cooperation from Josh Brown's, wife. They just said, well, we don't know, whatever this, when they had no cooperation from Greg Hardy's victim, whatever, we don't know, minimum suspensions. Because they've got cooperation, they're going to say, look at what we can do here. That's just me, again, me reading the tea leaves. Beyond that, you wonder, why did this take so long? If nobody's talking to anybody, if no one's doing anything really here, where they're just sort of internally discussing this sort of stuff, why did this take 2 years? Why did this take this eternity? And how could they not have been more careful, knowing that this would be easy fodder for the union to protest it? And the union, by the way, is doing what they're supposed to do. This procedurally reminds me an awful lot of the deflate stuff, okay? Now, obviously, one crime is the accusations are way more serious than changing footballs, okay? But procedural errors, overlooking,
well,
sort of
players saying he did nothing wrong, then the league basically looking bad part of the way through this now. I think what's going to happen, similarly to the Brady case, is the league may come to Ezekiel Elliott and say, hey, how about we give you a couple games, you admit that you screwed up? And Elliott's going to say,
he's going to say no.
No, let's continue to have this hearing. But if that happens, by the way, he may still have to serve the entire six games. Right now, this moment, Danny, this is a good day to be Ezekiel Elliott. And the last 24 hours have been pro player. But there were a lot of hours and a lot of days that were pro Tom Brady, still leading up to a resolution that was he's serving a four-game suspension. Because the people that still determine at the end of this is not a legal hearing where we're determining if you're innocent or guilty. This is just the league saying, are we going to take back what we said about how many games we want you to miss? It's our league. And I bet you, if he doesn't serve six, he's still going to serve four.
Now,
I'll be shocked if he doesn't serve multiple games. I'd say three, four, or more when this thing ends.
What happened with, again, the stupid deflate thing, it wasn't necessarily by the end about who did what and when and what the crime was. It was ultimately about the CBA. It was about, does this league collectively bargained at the highest levels? We don't care about your rules and laws. As important as it is to us football fans, this is a union and owner relationship. What's collectively bargained is the big boss, Roger Goodell, gets to decide the suspension based on whatever criteria he wants, and you guys agree to it. Sorry. That's what this fight ended up being over. Way, way less than the NFL's initial assertions that violate rules of science. So what they said happened in reports did not happen. Scientifically, it's impossible for them to have been correct. That didn't matter by the time you get to these higher courts. This is the way this is going to play out now. The exact same way. It's the, you know, Harold Henderson's going to side with the players because he seems to always do that. He's going to side with the union and say, you guys procedurally tripped over your own feet. This is ludicrous. He denied Roger Goodell the ability to testify at this hearing, by the way. Next thing you know, it's going to go to an even higher court. They're going to say, well, this is actually collectively bargained. You guys agreed to all this stuff, and they can dole out punishment as they see fit. Get that changed in the CBA next time if you don't want this anymore.
Let's open up the phones and get some thoughts from our listeners. Where are you guys at on the latest in this Ezekiel Elliott case where you find out, and what's your reaction to finding out, that the only person at the league headquarters that reportedly spoke to Tiffany Thompson, the ex-girlfriend, whose allegations are what has Ezekiel Elliott out for the first six games of this season, a woman named Kia Wright Roberts, NFL Director of Investigations, she testified Tuesday to say that she told the NFL there should be no suspension. But she wasn't allowed to tell, I guess, that to Roger Goodell, reportedly. She told it to Lisa Friel, who investigates domestic violence cases. 800-636-1067, your reactions, 800-636-1067. Maybe more importantly, how will this end? Will Elliott end up serving the six-game suspension? Will he get off and not have to serve any suspension? We're Grant and Danny. Your thoughts next, top of the hour, an NFL agent on cutdown day looming tomorrow on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.